two people, three questions, one possible outcome.
It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. Hang up or hang out on Star 102.5.
All right, two listeners on the phone. Going to see if they can get through three questions. And if they can, without hanging up, we're going to pay for them to go out on a date. So let's first meet Steve. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We are good. All right, tell us a little bit about you, Steve.
I live in Des Moines by Grandview.
Okay.
And yep. I'm 27. I work in physical therapy. Okay. And
yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, and that's, of course, St. Patrick's Day is this weekend. How do you typically celebrate?
I don't know if I really have a typically celebrate. Like, I used to go out, like, when I was maybe in college and, you know, a little bit after that. But yeah, I kind of realized that it's kind of like amateur drunk day when everybody's out and everybody's, you know, it's like the bars are crazy. There's lines and stuff. So I kind of got tired and, like, stepping in green puke. And for the most part, I kind of stay away.
Right. Okay.
At this point.
And now let's meet Whitney. Hi, Whitney.
Hi.
Hi. Whitney, tell us about you now.
Well, we're actually the same age. I'm 27, and but I live in Granger, and I work for a bank. I've been there for about 6 years.
Okay. Great. And how about you on St. Patrick's Day? Do you have a typical St. Patty's Day?
I'm actually with him. I just try to avoid all the drunk people.
Yeah.
Like, it's really crazy.
Okay.
It is really crazy. And I'd rather, you know, I might look up like a recipe or something. Like, you know, my cousin and I last year tried to make corned beef and cabbage. It was terrible, but something.
Right. Tried.
Yeah. All right, good. Well, you both seem to be kind of on the same page so far, so let's see what happens here. We're going to, of course, ask you a question. We'll ask up to three questions, and we'll get both your responses. After each question, you'll get an opportunity to hang up. We don't want to pressure you. You can hang up if you don't want to go any further. But if you both get through all three questions and you're still on the line, we'll pay for you to go out. All right, first question. Questions coming from you, Kurt, and we'll go to Steve first.
All right, Steve. Now, who is the most fascinating, as in, say, like a famous person that you've ever met?
Gosh. Well, I mean, I guess it's pretty easy because I haven't really met many famous people. But one time I met Neil Patrick Harris, actually.
Really?
Oh, Doogie Howser.
He's had like 15 shows since then. How I Met Your Mother, not an issue.
Okay.
Series of unfortunate events, never heard of it.
So how did this happen? How did you meet and what happened?
I was in Boston for this conference, and he was just at this restaurant, which was kind of had a bar next to it, and he was just hanging out there, so I just kind of went over and, you know, told him that, you know, I was a fan, and ended up being really nice and, you know, hung out for, I don't know, 5-10 minutes, and it was cool, and I just said, nice to meet you, and, you know, he was just hanging out there, so it was pretty cool.
That's okay. He seems like he'd be a fun person to run into.
Mm-hmm. All right, and Whitney, how about you?
Well, this is kind of I met a few people because I went to New York City for my birthday, and I actually went to see a show that Ethan Hawke was in.
Yes.
And I wish I could remember the name of the play, but it was him and then some other guy. I know his face, but I can't remember what his name is. So I actually met two famous people, but I know one of them was Ethan Hawke.
Okay. All right.
Now I'm trying to think of an 80s Ethan Hawke movie.
Oh, it was a play, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a play. I went for my birthday.
Okay.
And, my same cousin, actually, that I make corned beef and cabbage.
Okay. And so did you talk to him? Was there any story there?
We were, like, waiting out. You know how, I guess, like, people wait outside to, like, get an autograph or something?
Yeah,
and
people.
So she was waiting outside. And where we were was right where the door was, and he was coming out. So he, like, literally backed into me.
Okay. All right.
Wow. Like, oh my gosh.
That's good. All right. Well, there you go. That's your first opportunity. Here's your first opportunity now to hang up. We'll count to three. And if you want to bail on this, feel free. Otherwise, we'll move on to question two. One, two, three. All right. Didn't hear anybody hanging up.
Okay. More of Ken, Colleen, and Kurt continues.
Two more questions. They get through, and both on the line, we're setting them on a date. Going to talk about their superstitions next. That's in about 8 minutes.
BFFs.
Most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
on Star 102.5.